From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Ever the tweakers, Facebook has a new update to an important feature. The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Facebook announced that it will soon let users control when they activate the site's safety check feature. Now, this is instead of Facebook itself controlling the function. Why this distinction and why now? Let's get the very latest details from the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, who joins us on the line right now. Hi, Georgia.
Hey.
So this particular move is set in place after some recent controversies about what appears on Facebook. Can you catch us up to speed about the circumstances there and the criticism that followed?
Yes. So Facebook has a feature called Safety Check that it can activate during a disaster where people respond to a question that, are you safe? Like, are you in a good spot? And it came under fire last November following the Paris attacks because it activated the tool after the terrorist attacks in Paris, but it didn't activate it after suicide bombings in Beirut. And so it led people to ask the awkward question does Facebook think that the attacks in Paris are different than the ones in Beirut? And so it seems that Facebook really wants to be out of the situation of having to choose what sorts of situations merit using this tool.
Right. So it seems like it's them sort of covering their tracks, being a little political and careful. And this isn't the only time they've had to deal with some news feed scrutiny of sorts. They've been accused of bias lately. So ultimately, was it time for them to make an official stand in some way? Did they need to do this?
Facebook found itself as the, under scrutiny earlier this year when Gizmodo reported that there could have been bias in the topics that it was including in the trending news feature.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, Facebook is just under a lot of scrutiny about what can be there. And so whether or not Facebook has to implement these changes, this is part of a bigger trend of Facebook shifting sensitive editorial decisions away and instead emphasizing its stance that it's a platform rather than a media company.
Right, and I think Mark Zuckerberg at a meeting which addressed this issue live on Facebook, he essentially said, we're a technology company, not a media company. And so why is that distinction especially important for Facebook?
So that matters in terms of will we hold Facebook responsible for the content that we're seeing on our news feed?
Mm-hmm.
And so does... is the content a function of the decisions that users are making or a function of the decisions that Facebook is making? And at that meeting in Italy, Mark Zuckerberg was essentially saying, what you see is a result of the choices that you have taken, not a result of Facebook. Because if the content you saw was a result of decisions Facebook was making, that does depict the company more as a media company than a tool. So it impacts how we judge the content that we see on Facebook.
So this covers the broad safety check feature. Are there additional safety features or tweaks that they're experimenting with to make the whole feature more efficient as a whole?
Yeah, so since June, Facebook has been experimenting with some users where if there's a disaster, they can either create a safety check or share a safety check that someone else has created. And they're starting this at a small scale, but they're using it to determine whether or not it's valuable to users to be able to flag when there's something serious going on and flag that they're okay or flag that someone else might not be okay.
Right, and it seems like they're really just keeping with the theme of always just being a work in progress. Georgia, thanks for the insight.
Very good. Thank you, Tanya.
Once again, we've been speaking to Georgia Wells. She is the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.